SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Members of the House Intelligence Committee receive a classified briefing about the recent drone activity over New Jersey and New York. Representatives from the FBI, CIA, and National Intelligence Agency attended the briefing. Lawmakers left the briefing saying they were reassured that nothing nefarious was going on. House Speaker Mike Johnson says 2025 will be a busy one on Capitol Hill.
We know that we're just getting started, and there is so much ahead of us. We're excited about beginning the new Congress in January. We're eager for what's ahead. We have a lot to do. As we said on the campaign trail all year, and I said in this room many times, we have to fix everything.
Johnson and other House Republican leaders address reporters on Capitol Hill. Also at SRNNews.com, Luigi Mangione is being indicted for the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione still in custody in Pennsylvania after being arrested at McDonald's on December 9th, accused of fatally shooting Thompson on a New York City sidewalk December 4th. He faces 20 years to life in prison if convicted of first-degree murder. A man is found guilty of murder in the death of Cash App founder Bob Lee. Ed Donahue has more.
The verdict was guilty of second-degree murder for Nima Momeni. He had claimed self-defense, that Lee was the one who attacked him with a knife, angry after the tech consultant chided him about spending more time with his family instead of searching for a strip club that night. Lee's death raised doubts about public safety in San Francisco. Brooke Jenkins is the local DA.
We are a city committed to accountability. We are a city committed to public safety.
Brother Tim says justice was done.
What we wanted the outcome for this trial to be, doesn't matter whether it's murder one or murder two, it was that Nima Momeni is not on the Bob's kids do not have to see him on the streets again.
He could get 16 years to life in prison. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is SRN News. Special honors for a group of governors, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A coalition of pro-life groups will celebrate Florida's Ron DeSantis, South Dakota's Kristi Noem, and Nebraska's Jim Pillen for their efforts to defeat abortion amendments in their states. The trio are to be honored next month at the annual National Prayer Service that takes place here in Washington around the March for Life. Organizer Frank Pavone says, quote, "The work that was done in these battles to educate and mobilize our fellow citizens has lasting value." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia Senate Republicans are recommending that the state write laws banning males from female sports teams in public school and colleges. The recommendation sets the stage for action in the 2025 legislative session. Republican Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones announced almost identical goals at the panel's first meeting in August. Lawmakers in 2022 empowered the Georgia High School Association to regulate so-called transgender students' participation in sports. SRN News. The government's issuing new rules about safety belts in passenger vehicles. George Williams has more on the story.
A warning sound will now be required if those riding in the front and rear seats are not buckled up. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration finalized the rule Monday, which will also require longer warnings applying to unfastened front seat belts. Changes applying to the front seat will take effect September 1st, 2026, with rear seat changes applying a year later in September 2027. The agency estimates the new rule will save 50 lives per year and prevent 500 injuries. George Williams reporting.
TikTok asking the Supreme Court to block a law that could ban the video app. The law, which requires the Chinese-owned platform to be sold or shut down, goes into effect January 19th. TikTok Monday petitioned the High Court to stop the law. More details at SRNNews.com.